Holiday your heart out at Old Navy. Today only, all outerwear and all tees are 50% off. Plus, get 40% off your entire purchase at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Outerwear and tees valid 11/18, 40% valid 11/15 to 11/20. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to the Variety Radio Online. I'm Michelle Moreland, and I'm excited today to talk about the new hit reality show on CBS called Hunted. 9 teams are on the run in the southeastern part of the United States. They're covering a 100-square-mile radius. They are trying to evade capture for 28 days. They are tracked down by hunters, and these hunters are supported by an elite team of intelligence and operation experts at the command center. Today, I have with me a hunter. She has over 20 years law enforcement experience and has been part of a joint task force in apprehending fugitives. Welcome with me, Sergeant Roxanne Lopez.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm wonderful.
Good. I know that you are one of the teams that is actually in the field hunting our fugitives on the show. Tell us a little bit about your day and what it feels like in this process for this TV show.
Well, it's quite a very wonderful experience to have been a part of this show. It was nice meeting all the new, you know, all the investigators across the board because they were from all over the U.S. And what I really loved the most about it was I felt like a kid at a candy store. We had, you know, it was accessible to us all the equipment that most departments don't have. I come from a very small police department up in New York, and, you know, it's not always to, you know, call for a dog and have one in a, you know, heartbeat, or a drone in a hot minute, or have a helicopter at your fingertips. So having equipment was amazing, you know, and obviously the thrill of the hunt. I really can't put into words unless you're doing the hunting. It is just an amazing experience to go through the hunting and doing captures. So I think the audience will really love the show, and we definitely had a great time filming it.
I've watched the first couple episodes, and I truly have enjoyed it. It does draw you in, and I don't know who to root for. It's like I root for them. I want to root for you, but then I want to root for them to figure it out and escape.
Yeah, you know, I found myself sometimes looking, going, "Oh my God, I hope," because we don't know about each other's hunts. You know, we don't really know about everybody's closures.
Oh,
we don't know.
Yeah.
You know, so we're watching it for the first time with the audience as well. So I feel the same way you feel, like, oh, my God, I hope they get there. Oh, and then at the same time, I'm like, no, we have to win. So I could definitely understand, you know, the way you guys feel.
Absolutely. So in the process of filming this show, how did you draw on from your experience and also draw how to keep it separated from the reality of hunting a true fugitive, because I know you've had that experience before, versus hunting a TV fugitive? How did you kind of separate that reality of the TV show versus the reality of a true fugitive?
Okay, so, well, the interview portion was pretty much the same. You go into this with a mindset of, I'm going to get this interview no matter what it takes. I'm not going to take no for an answer. Or you look for body language. So that part is pretty much the same. That's innate in us when we do our interviews. The only difference is, you know, there's a shutoff time and there's a, you know, non-time, where in real life, you can't even sleep when you have a really high-profile case. Let's say it's a homicide case. You kind of eat sleep your case. The one thing about that, we were allowed to have fun without that fear of, you know, not being able to. I mean, you're getting antsy at night, but it wasn't the same outcome of, you know, the fear of other people getting injured if you didn't do something quick enough, you know.
What
we feared more in the show was that the person was going to hide in a different location and we were going to miss them. So the expectations are different, but you still have that eagerness and a little bit of that, you know, butterflies in your stomach of, I can't wait to get the next interview and I want to lock in, you know, my interview so to see if there's any clues that come out of those interviews. Those things are pretty much the same.
Did you find the perception from the, not audience, but the family members and the people you were interviewing and all, did you find them very open, and did you feel like they were true to what a normal person would be? I mean, you know, were they accepted that it was a TV show?
Well, it was 50-50. You had some people that were cooperative, and then other people that were totally into the game mindset. They loved being on TV. They loved being interviewed. And then you had other people that really didn't really want anything to do with it. They were very short with their answers, and some that wouldn't let you come in and even do an interview. So, you know, I could only speak about my interviews. I can't speak for the other, you know, 8, 17 investigators. But for me, we experienced both. Team India experienced, you know, a couple doors getting closed in our face, or you know, people shutting down, or lengthy conversations where they welcomed it into their home and offered us something to drink and food. And so it was a good mixture.
Well, good, good. I'll look forward to seeing some of that. And what do you feel that probably every team, what do you feel like was the most common mistake made by the fugitives? It could be, you know, simple. I bet every one of them kind of probably made the same mistake. And I kind of wonder, is that contacting somebody you know?
That's the correct answer. It was a lot of them, that was contacting somebody in their circle of trust.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they all made that mistake.
Yeah, I feel like that would be everybody's, because you think, oh, they could tell me so-and-so, but then you're like, you still connect the dots. It's amazing that you don't know how much Big Brother really knows until you're watching this show. Speaking about Big Brother and how much this, you know, the resources you were talking about you have at your fingertips and what's out there, do you as a law enforcer worry just a little that people out there now see this and didn't think about certain tricks for the trade, and that will it contribute to fugitives' mindset of the tricks we're learning from this show? Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, it definitely makes a lot of sense. For the ones that are still in law enforcement, we struggled with that in the very beginning. But it was made very, very clear that we would not reveal a lot of the tactics that we use, because we still are in the field. So what you see on the show is stuff that you would normally see in a CSI or, you know, Law and Order, you know, things that they have talked about. It's just you never get to see what the person feels like when they're actually running and hiding. You always see the law enforcement and, you know, knocking on doors and, you know, a guy running through the woods, but you actually don't get to follow the guy, the suspect, you know, during their journey as they're hiding. So I don't feel that we revealed anything that the normal public don't already know from the normal TV shows that are being aired. We were very careful not to reveal a lot of the other secrets and trades that we use now that have not been out on TV shows. So it's a good mixture, but we definitely didn't give all our secrets, that's for sure.
And that's good. I mean, because I respect law enforcement, and I know you guys have such an amazing job and weight on your shoulder to really take care of our nation. And, you know, I was watching, I didn't even know they scanned the mail. I was like, wait, they do that too? So it just kind of makes you stop and think. I thought I knew a lot about technology and how you could follow stuff, but maybe I'm not as experienced as other people, and I was thinking, God, they're revealing too much. But it's good to know they're not revealing everything.
we definitely wouldn't do that. But I mean, that was something that was common. How do you think that they find people with letters that have traces of, you know, chemicals and stuff in it before it even gets to their building? So
you're right.
I mean, that's been but we were very careful with that. I mean, there's quite a few of us that are still in the field, and that was one of the biggest concerns that we had, and that was guaranteed that we didn't have to reveal any, you know, of our trade secrets, and we didn't, so.
I was just going to say, I know that there's a lot you can't reveal because a lot of the shows and some of yours have not been, you know, aired yet. Is there a way for you to tell us maybe an experience that was probably one of your favorite moments or experience throughout the filming and the show of the overall experience for you?
Well, I mean, the experience was a wonderful experience. I mean, I really couldn't give you an example because actually we've only aired two episodes. So everything that I would probably mention is in the next couple episodes coming up. So I really couldn't reveal. But what, you know, all I can say is that it is exciting. There is a lot of action. And I don't think we're going to – Team India will not disappoint. That's all I can say.
I'm excited. Yay.
Yeah.
You know, nothing like a female kind of kicking ass, right?
there's two teams that are all female. So I definitely, you know, there's a couple that's male and female, but there's two teams that are all females, and they all do a great job.
That's awesome. Well, I first of all, thank you again for your service to New York and to our country, and thank you for being part of this show. It's actually very different and it's very exciting. I've enjoyed it so far. So thank you for everything you're doing.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and thank you for the interview.
Yeah, absolutely. I
truly appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful evening, and I really, again, I look forward to seeing you kick some ass.
You got it. Take care. Thanks again.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Holiday your heart out at Old Navy. Today only, all outerwear and all tees are 50% off. Plus, get 40% off your entire purchase at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Outerwear and tees valid 11/18, 40% valid 11/15 to 11/20. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
North Pole Hotline.
Help! My in-laws are hosting Thanksgiving, and we're bringing the dressing.
You mean stuffing?
No, dressing. I need cute outfits for everyone.
Get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's kicking off the holidays with stylish denim, velvet tops, the season's best dresses, and 40% off your entire purchase now through Tuesday.
40% off? We'll be stuffing our shopping bags full.
And don't forget colorful sweaters and amazing outerwear, too. You can even buy online and pick up in store for free.
Ooh, I love an all-you-can-wear buffet.
Holiday your heart out at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 11/18 to 11/20. Exclusions apply. See stores for details.